In 1933, Arch Ward, sports editor of the Chicago Tribune, proposed an all-star baseball game to coincide with the city's World Fair. The all-star game was so popular and successful financially that when city officials decided to extend the fair for another year, Chicago Mayor Edward J. Kelly asked Ward to come up with another sports classic for 1934. Ward envisioned a football event similar to the baseball all-star game. After consulting with Chicago Bears coach George Halas, Ward came up with the idea of a football all-star game matching the country's best college players against the National Football League champions. The Chicago Bears had won the NFL championship in 1933, so the game would be a match between the hometown Bears and the college all-stars. For the event, the Chicago Tribune conducted a poll in which 165,000 readers voted for the top 35 college football players, as well as three coaches, to face Halas Bears, who'd finished the 1933 season with a record of 10 wins, 2 losses, and 1 tie, before defeating the New York Giants in the NFL championship game. The money raised by what was first called the Chicago Charities College All-Star Game would be divided among Protestant, Catholic, and Jewish charities. On August 31st, 1934, 79,000 fans poured into Soldier Field for the charity game. Many expected the Bears, with football greats Red Grange and Bronco Nagurski in the backfield, to run over the college all-stars, but the game turned into a brutal defensive struggle that ended in a scoreless tie. Halas was so unhappy with his team's performance that after the Bears went undefeated in 1934, but lost to the Giants in the NFL championship game, he asked for a rematch with the college all-stars. The second All-Star game turned in another defensive struggle, but this time Halas Bears prevailed by a score of 5-0 on a field goal and a safety. One of the players on the 1934 college All-Star team was Gerald Ford, an All-American center from Michigan and future United States president. Renamed the College All-Star Football Classic, the game was so popular that it became an annual event. In 1937, the college All-Stars won their first game by a score of 6-0 against the Green Bay Packers on a touchdown pass from Texas All-American Sammy Baugh, but victories were rare for the All-Stars. After they defeated the Bears in 1947, they won just 4 of the next 29 games. After defeating Vince Lombardi's Packers in 1963, they didn't win another game in the series, which ended in 1976. The college All-Stars' overall record was 9 wins, 31 losses, and 2 ties. While the Bears, with 8 appearances, and the Packers with 7, played in the most All-Star classics, the biggest treat for football fans was watching All-American college players perform against the NFL champions before beginning their own professional careers. Among the future Hall of Famers leading the college All-Stars to victory were Wisconsin's Elroy Crazy Lakes Hirsch, North Carolina's Charlie Choo Choo Justice, and Chicago native and University of Illinois All-American Claude Buddy Young.
As the NFL's director of player relations, Claude Buddy Young was the first black executive ever to be hired by a major sports league. But Buddy Young will also be remembered as a mighty Mike runner who began his career at the University of Illinois. As a freshman, he equaled Red Grange's school record for touchdowns in a season. And as a senior, he was the Rose Bowl MVP.
I played 9 years of professional football. Weighed 167 pounds, stood 5'4.5" tall, and most of the time, I'd run it for my life.
At times, the ball itself appeared to be bigger than the little running back. But Buddy Young overcame his size disadvantage, as well as the misfortune of playing for some of the worst teams in history.
SIU's offensive lineman Carl Mock and Houston Antoine also played in the All-Star Classic. Faced with fading popularity and the growing opposition of NFL teams, fearing the risk of injury to their prize rookies, the College All-Star Football Classic ended in 1976, but it went out with a bang. While the Steelers, led by Terry Bradshaw and Franco Harris, easily defeated the All-Stars, the game was interrupted and eventually shortened by a violent thunderstorm.
A tremendous downpour, an incredible amount of lightning. We have not been hit in the immediate area, but there have been several inches of water falling. A area around the football field has maybe a foot and a half or 2 feet of water. And we'll just once again tell you that the final score, the Steelers over the All-Stars, 24 to nothing.
From 1934 to 1976, the College All-Star Football Classic heralded the beginning of the professional football season. Over the years, it also raised millions of dollars for charities. These days, the Hall of Fame exhibition game played at Canton during induction weekend marks the beginning of the pro football season. In the Hall of Fame are many of the football greats who launched their pro careers at Soldiers Field against the NFL champions, thanks to Arch Ward. This is Pete Peterson.